Emerson, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in this morning. We know that each of you is doing all that you can do to stay afloat right now, navigating, of course, these unsure waters. The Chamber is doing our best to be the response team that you need during all this. And this call is certainly one of the important ways that we're trying to keep you informed with up-to-date and pertinent information for you and your business. Please remember that this is a muted call so that we can eliminate some of the background noise due to the large number of folks on the call. There will be an audio recording of today's call so that you can go to mobilechamber.com to download it later, and we suggest that you share that with those who were unable to be on the call today. Also, one other thing before we get started, if you have questions during the session, please email those to Nancy Houston, and she'll get those to the secretary. That's nhouston@mobilechamber.com, so that's nhewston@mobilechamber.com. And we'll get those answered as quickly as we can. If not during the show today, we'll get back to you with those. It is certainly a pleasure to introduce our speaker today. It's Gerald Washington. Secretary Washington has served as Secretary of the Alabama Department of Labor since 2014, and during his tenure, the department has launched a statewide marketing campaign. I think you're probably all familiar with that, and he's initiated a new job fair initiative that brings available jobs to Alabamians and has participated in a new alignment of the workforce regions throughout the state that allows for better distribution of state workforce resources. Under Secretary Washington's leadership, our state has seen record low unemployment, and as all of you know, that at times we have had more jobs than people in our state for sure. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, we're facing unprecedented times right now, a real challenge for us, but you know, I think you'll all agree that with leadership like that of Secretary Washington and everybody on this call, that we can certainly get through this. And through that determination, I'm sure we can bring our business community back to where it needs to be in just hopefully short weeks from now. Having served as a past chairman of the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama, Secretary Washington is very familiar with the work that we do at the Chamber and how important all of you on the call, our members, are to the community. So with that, I will turn it over to you, Mr. Secretary.
Well, good morning. First, let me say thank you to Mallory and Nancy and the Mobile Chamber members for giving me the opportunity to update you all on what ADOL is doing to provide information and guidance regarding the COVID-19 that is plaguing our state and nation. We are no doubt in unprecedented times in dealing with the current pandemic. It wasn't long ago that we were tied in the state's record low unemployment rate of 2.7%, fifth lowest in the nation. There were more jobs, more people working in the state than ever before. More jobs and skilled labor to fill those jobs. New industry being recruited into the state. Existing industry expanding at a rapid pace. Now it seems like overnight we're pulling ourselves out of a ditch. You know, everyone right now is being challenged in ways never seen before. Our hope is that we will be looking at this crisis in the rearview mirror very, very soon. Now let me share with you what transpired since the situation began. ADOL has worked closely with our administration and USDOL on rule modifications to offer assistance due to the pandemic. USDOL is treating the pandemic as a temporary shutdown, and claimants will receive benefits for a three-week period, with extensions to weekly benefits now being modified beyond the initial three-week period. You know, since the crisis, we've been answering a lot of eligibility questions and a lot of technical questions. Let me walk you through some of the changes. You know, we've modified UC rules to allow claims to be followed through these situations. If someone is medically diagnosed with COVID-19 you are eligible for benefits. If you're caring for an immediate family member who is diagnosed with COVID-19, you too are eligible for benefits. If you're quarantined by a medical professional or government entity, that also qualifies you to receive the weekly benefit. Or if someone is sent home or laid off without pay by an employer due to COVID-19 concerns, those two will be eligible for benefits. We've also waived the following unemployment compensation rules. We waived the able and available requirement. We waived the first week waiting period. We also have waived the work search requirement. Just last week, we released a statement that waived the employer charges for weeks claimed due to COVID-19. So the employer experience rating would have a negative impact. We want to encourage all of our employers to file on their employees' behalf on the partial filing tab on our website. This system will expedite the weekly payout process for the laid-off employee. We're also allowing employers to notify ADOL of their choice to opt out of their right for request for separation information. We've also set up a new email and a new fax number dedicated to this purpose. As far as our career centers goes, you know, we've closed the career centers and our central office to the public. Our career center employees are providing services via telephone and email. Our essential ADOL staff are still working either in office or via teleworking. We've also modified our online system to accommodate the surge of claims. 80,000 claims taken last week alone. Approximately 11,000 claims filed the prior week, and 66,000 claims filed Monday through Wednesday of this week. From a national perspective, 6.6 million jobless claims were filed in the United States just last week. Based on that data, you can see the surge of mass layoffs. You know, ADOL paid out over $2.2 million in claims over the first 2 weeks of the pandemic. Currently, we have about $700 million in our UI trust fund to pay out claims. So you can see with these mass layoffs that the $700 million that we have in our UI trust fund, there's going to be a huge drawdown on it. We do ask patience from our claim files as we are experiencing high volumes of people filing claims. Our staffs are working tirelessly to meet the demand to process those claims. We've also repurposed our career center staff to help with the enormous amount of surge in those claims. We've also created a COVID-19 resource page on our website to include both state and federal information. We're in constant communication with the public via the media, website, and our social media posts just to inform people on the resources that are constantly being administered. As most of you know, President Trump signed into law a $2 trillion stimulus package, better known as the CARES Act, that will provide additional relief to more groups impacted by the coronavirus. You know, one of the most discussed elements of the stimulus package is the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program, which provides for an additional $600 a week in benefits. The additional $600 weekly benefit will only be available for the weeks beginning March 29th through July 31st. So we'll have some that will qualify for the maximum $275 unemployment compensation weekly benefit and the $600 stimulus benefit. For those who are in nonprofits, self-employed, government agencies, churches, independent contractors, and the gig economy workers, those workers would qualify only for the $600 weekly stimulus because those groups do not contribute to the state unemployment compensation program. Because we haven't received full guidelines from USDOL, we're allowing nonprofits, self-employed, churches in this particular group to pre-file just like you would if you were filing for unemployment benefits. You know, as of today, no state has received their federal allocations from the stimulus, but we will make those payments retroactive. You know, one of the concerns I've heard from some employers is that the $600 stimulus will give entry level and some temp workers an automatic wage increase, and if the employer resumes operations, would that discourage those workers from returning to work? We do have in our UC or Unemployment Compensation Administrator Rule what's called the Refusal of Suitable Employment Clause. What that means is, what if an employer resumes operations and the employee refuses to return to work? The employer notifies us through the new hire report form, and the employee becomes ineligible and the benefits are stopped. Just a reminder, though, the $600 weekly stimulus expires again on July 31st. You know, please know, we realize there's a lot of tension from those who have been laid off through no fault of their own, and the process has been slow to get the needed financial relief to those in need. I've heard from a lot of many disgruntled workers who are asking, why is it taking so long to get these benefits? And I certainly understand those questions. As far as the high volume of claim filers, we are close to hiring an outside career center hotline group to help us take in the enormous amount of calls. Now, in my personal opinion, the guidelines from USUL should have been released to the states ahead of the bill signing. I was on a USUL call yesterday, and you could tell and sense the frustration from my fellow colleagues, and that certainly was evident in terms of the lack of guidance that has been given to all the states on how we administer the program. So that's my update. One thing I know for sure, and that is Alabamians are resilient. We will rise above this crisis and get back to the positive economic growth we were experiencing before the pandemic. Now, for those who have questions, I want to direct you to our website, which is labor.alabama.gov, and click on the COVID-19 resource page, as it is being updated constantly with new information on available resources. So, that's my update. I'd be more than happy to take a few questions before I have to move on.
Thank you so much, Secretary Washington, for that update. We do have a question that has been emailed in. I'll read that to you. Do you think that the workforce and skills will have to evolve as a result of this crisis? We were already on track for more automation, but what will we see that might accelerate that further?
That's a difficult question. I would have to say that we are on pause mode right now because as the pandemic continues to increase, we're still seeing a number of layoffs across our state. At some point, we'll hit the tip of the spear with this crisis, and then we'll be able to look forward to stabilization and recovery.
Speaking of recovery, we had another question that came in. Thinking back to the 2008 recession, do you see any similarities, or to the contrary, do you think that the foundations of the economy are strong and unemployment will bounce back once the virus is under control? What differences do you see there?
Yeah, one thing I can say about Alabamians, we've got a really, really strong workforce. If you look at how Alabama was trending as it relates to our economic and workforce development milestones, employers outside of the state see that this is a hotbed. Why do you think that the Department of Commerce has been so successful with recruiting entry to the state? It's because of our strong workforce. That will never change. We just need to get this pandemic behind us so that we can get back on that firm footing to where we were before.
Totally agree with that. Absolutely. Here's another one, Mr. Secretary. The governor has ordered non-essential businesses to close while essential businesses in manufacturing and distribution sector are facing increasing demand. Do you have any specific resources to place people in jobs here as those employers ramp up hiring?
Right now, there's been a little bit of slowdown in terms of hiring. I have seen some companies that are hiring, but we have to make the distinction of a temporary layoff versus a permanent layoff. And I just don't feel like right now we're at the point where we can make that clear assessment.
I understand completely. I think that's all the questions that we had emailed in, but if it goes as it usually does, Mr. Secretary, we will continue to get questions that people will send in once they get off the call. So we'll share those with you, and whatever answers you can provide, we will provide to the callers. We do thank you so much, Secretary Washington, for spending this time with us today, and, of course, the wonderful information that you provided. Again, this call was recorded and will be posted on the Chamber's social media channel and on our COVID-19 response page on the Chamber website, thecubanbillchamber.com. And as I said, we will follow up with answers to your questions emailed into us post this presentation today. And again, we certainly appreciate you, Secretary Washington. Know how busy you are right now. Thank you for spending this time with us this morning. And thank all of you who have called in today, and we appreciate your membership in the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you.